W2MJB. My name is Mark. My location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina, South Carolina state line near Highway 276. This repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. You can also check in by April's message sent to W4DJW, or you can also check in by EchoLink node 545072. If there is any formal traffic for that, please call W2MJB or Net Control. Announcements or bulletins for the net, please call W2MJB or Net Control. Now begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a direct net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Before calling the individual RF groups, however, I would like to recognize the early check-ins. We have quite a few tonight, so be patient, and we'll get back to the regular RF check-ins and EchoLink. First off, I would like to recognize W4FCM, Fred, in Traveler's Rest. He brings along his wife, Isla, and for IEI. We have WU2T, Rusty, in Warren, South Carolina. KO4QLG, Chris, in Liberty. W2AMD, Andy, in Simpsonville. KW4TS, Jim, in Pelzer. We have KO4NNH, Fred, in Pelzer. We have KJ4UHF, Jack, in Greenville. KG4QLQ, Linda, in Piedmont. And we have KG4PFI, Don, in Piedmont. We have K1CJW, Roland, in Pickett. And W4IOE, Sid, in Fletcher, North Carolina. We have K4OSH, Pat, in Malden. N4DJC, Jerry, in Anderson. KA5WLL, Leroy, in Taylors. KC4W, Bill, in Anderson. W4MKH, Marshall, in Jacksonville, Florida. We have KN4RJN, John, in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And KG4WNP, Landon, in Bakersfield, South Carolina. That is all 21 of our early check-ins. Appreciate those who came along and checked in through the Brar's webpage on the early check-in link. Now we'll go to EchoLink stations only. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Net Control, W2MJB, please check in, Wendy. Kilo, November 4, Hotel Tango Papa. I'll be negative and negative. It's good to hear you on the radio.
Please check in and out. Kilo, Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform, KK4FT, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slaptown.
2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge Internet. Check in again. My better half, KN4HTP, Wendy, who is visiting her sister in Michigan, calling in by EchoLink tonight. Appreciate her listening in to my net. And also recognize KK4FTU, Richard, there in Slaptown. Thanks for checking in tonight, Richard, and appreciate you coming along. There is still one other EchoLink station up. I don't know if you're just monitoring or if you want to check in, but we'll go ahead and pass it back to EchoLink stations only. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Net Control, please check in Kilo India 4, Mike Romeo Alpha. I'll be negative and negative, 7-3. Sir.
W2MJB, Net Control, KI4MRA, Fred, where are you calling in from on your EchoLink? Last time I had you check in, it was coming from Germany. I am assuming you've relocated since then. Can you give me your location, please?
Yes, sir. I'm actually at home now in Greer, South Carolina.
For 3 checking on your location, Fred. Appreciate you coming along and checking in from Greer. And there is another one Echolink station that just popped up. Continue on with Echolink stations only. Please call W2MJB for net control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Looks like that station is either just monitoring or is audio is not working. So if your audio is not working, and to get through, if you want to go ahead and enter a text in, we'll be glad to get you in the log. With that, let's see, let's go ahead. That's it for the Echolink stations right now. We, tonight being Sunday night, we begin with Alpha through Delta. So with, for the RFs, Alpha through Delta, please call W2MJB or net control.
Good evening, Mark. Please check in. Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife. Kilo 4, Oscar, Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter. Kilo Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in default, and we'll all be negative and negative.
MJB. Mark, please check in. Kilo, Mike, 4, Bravo, Lima, Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
MJB. Please check in. Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo, Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave in Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to everybody on the net.
KB. Mr. Mark and Wendy in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Wendy and all on the net.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That was a good group of check-ins to start off the evening. With the RF, we have KK4DMW, Rick in Piedmont. Brings along his wife, Lorena, KK4ONO, and his daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. Thanks for coming along, Rick, and checking in. Just to let you know, there was on your transmission, so I don't know what the possibility or what might be the issue, but just letting you know there's some noise on your transmission. So have a great evening, Rick, and appreciate you coming along and checking in. Next, we have our net manager, W4DJW, Dave in Greer. Thanks for checking in tonight, Dave. And we have KM4BLH, Kurt in Greenville. And KB2BYQ, David in Easley. And our Wednesday night net controller, KI4DOS, Gary in Easley. And he brings along his wonderful wife, Joy, K3JOY. Appreciate you checking in, all of you. And have a great evening. And we'll try again. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Delta, please call W2MJB or net control.
And Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Alpha, Bill in Greenville, I'll be negative and negative.
Net control, please check in and out. Whiskey 4, Mike Hotel Echo. W4MHE, Melvin. And also my wife, Kilo Zulu 4, Papa Alpha Mike, KZ4PAM. We're in South Florida tonight in Fort Lauderdale visiting with friends. 73.
W2MJB, net control. Melvin, W4MHE, can you restate, recheck on your wife's call sign? I think I've had her in here, but she doesn't come up. I got KG4, Kilo Golf 4, Papa Alpha Mike. Is that correct?
It's Whiskey 4. That's KZ4.
KZ4.
Papa Alpha Mike. KZ4PAM, QSL.
Hi, Melvin. Thank you. That's Melvin in Florida vacationing. We got W4MHE, regularly in Hendersonville, but enjoying the warmth of Florida right now. And his wife, KZ4PAM, Pam, in Hendersonville. Thanks for checking in tonight, Melvin, and appreciate you getting through. With that, that's it for the Echo Link stations for the time being. So we'll go back and begin with the Echo Through Hotel. Please call W2MJB, your net control.
W2MJB. In Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose, North Carolina, and I will be in and out tonight. Thank you.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KO4HKX, Patrick in Penrose. Patrick, hopefully you're not the only check-in on the Echo Through Hotel group, so we'll try one more time. Echo Through Hotel, please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. It looks like, Patrick, you're the sole proprietor of the Echo Through Hotel group right now, so appreciate you coming along and checking in with me tonight. With that, we'll go ahead and move to India through Lima. Please call W2MJB or net control.
MJB. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Now I'll be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
JB. You check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. That's KO4JKB. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. 73.
JB. India 4, Lima, Zulu, India. KI4LZI, Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round table, and Duncan from up there in Asheville. Hang around after next, because I want to speak to you a minute about something after next, so KI4LZI.
2MJB. Hi to Wendy, is she there? Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
That's Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Delta, and Greer. Thank you, and good night.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KK4JFO, James, or Tuxedo, North Carolina. Next, we have KO4JKV, Duncan, in Asheville, and KI4LZI, Andy, there in Table Rock, who wants to speak with Duncan after the net is over. So hopefully, Duncan, you heard that before you closed down your station. And finally, we have our friend, Wendy, and I's friend. It's kind of nice to meet some of the guys we meet on the net, so we can call you friends, because, well, you're all really our friends. But anyway, we've met Larry, and so it makes it extra nice that we're able to put a face with a call sign, and that is KK4JBQ there in Greer. And brings along his wife, Donna, KC4MFK. Appreciate you checking in tonight, Larry, and have a wonderful evening. Next, we have KK4JD Joe there in Greer. Appreciate all of you coming along and checking in tonight with me. And we'll be listening to Andy and Duncan after the net for a little bit. Any other check-ins, India through Lima, please call W2MJB or net control. 2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for India through Lima, so we'll go ahead and move to Mike through Papa. Please call W2MJB or net control.
MJB, please check in Kilowatt 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walt and Edmund, I'll be negative and negative.
MJB. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. KO4NUE. Name is Chad. QTH is Campobello, South Carolina. Please also check in my wife. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa. KO4RYP. Her name is Anna. QTH is also Campobello. Mark, we will be in and out tonight, but I do need to make a call when you have a chance.
Net control, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo. Boy, the KO4DXB in Pleasantville.
Delta Oscar, Sierra, Gary.
Where?
RON, this is Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November. I'd like to make a contact with Kilo India 4, Delta Oscar Sierra, Gary.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That last station that checked in, there was quite a bit of noise, so I didn't really get your call sign. Who's trying to make contact with Gary? Can you wait until after the net, or do you need? Is it urgent where you need to talk to him?
RON, I can wait.
Do you want to check in? Because I didn't get your call sign when you came through. There's some noise on the repeater.
Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Ed Brevard.
Net control, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo, that's Lowington, Sensaville, that's KO4PXB.
This is W2MJB, net control. Yeah, I got you in the log, Lloyd. There was just a lot of noise. So I wasn't able to recognize those who had checked in. WD8RON, I still didn't catch your name. I did catch Brevard as your location. Can you come back with your name, please?
WD8RON, my name is Ed Echo Delta, Brevard.
Go ahead and recognize those who've checked in. We have K4OIM, Walt, there in Inman. Thanks for checking in tonight, Walt. And KO4NUE, Chad, in Campobello. And KO4RYP, Anna, his wife, there in Campobello. Thanks for checking in tonight, Chad. Hang on just a minute. We'll let's finish recognizing these individuals, and then I'll get back with you for whatever communication you need to make since you're in and out. And then officially recognize KO4PXB Lloyd in Simpsonville and WD8RON Ed in Brevard, who wishes to make contact with KI4DOS at the end of the net. So we'll be hanging on for that. Chad, go ahead with your request.
WD8RON, WD8RON, KO4NUE.
RON.
Hey, welcome to the net. Appreciate you checking in. And appreciate you giving me the information on Simplex Nets today via telephone. I'm gonna go ahead and secure my station, and I will defer some of your information you gave me today on Simplex for the Tuesday night net. So just wanted didn't want to leave you hanging. And just want to let you know what was going on. But welcome to the net, and appreciate you dropping by, and definitely appreciate the QSO today. So I'm going to turn it back over to net, Ed, and appreciate it. KO4NUE, back to net.
Net control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Okay, I think we're good now. We continue on with the check-ins. Second call. call for Mike through Papa. Please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for Mike through Papa, so we'll go ahead and move to Quebec through Tango. Please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. One more try, Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. It looks like Quebec through Tango is out on holiday tonight, so we'll go ahead and move to the last individual group of uniform through Zulu. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Net Control. Go 4 Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, Keith in Columbus, North Carolina. Just check me in and out tonight, but I'll be listening.
KB. Low 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, you and everyone on net.
2MJB, please check in. Kilo Juliet 4 Yankee Echo Victoria. KJ4YEV, this is Al, I'm in Gastonia, good evening, I'll be in and out.
This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KE4ZHF, Keith in Columbus, North Carolina, who is in and out, listening. Thanks for checking in tonight, Keith. And we have K4XB, Tommy, in Southern Greenville County. And lastly, KJ4YEV, Al, in Gastonia, North Carolina. Thanks, all three of you, for checking in with me tonight. Any other check-ins, uniform through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control. This is W2MJB, Net Control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for uniform through Zulu, so we'll move it and open it up to the large group, Alpha through Delta. Please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. The large group, Alpha through Delta. Excuse me, not Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We've covered all of the RF check-ins tonight, so I'll secure the formal portion of the net at this time. With our thanks for everyone that's checking in and checked in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. WD8RON. Do you need to get a hold of KI4DOS? Signal was real weak, so I didn't hear what you said.
Just some information from a couple of nights ago about long wire.
Let me go ahead and finish out the net, and then you can get a hold of KI4DOS after the net, since we're pretty much done with it. If I missed anyone for comments or check-ins, please call W2MJB or Net Control. Okay, tomorrow night, Chad, K04NUE, I think will be calling the net. I'm sure that he would appreciate you coming along and checking in with him tomorrow night. The net report will be submitted electronically. If you'll hold on for a minute, I will submit that here, and you should hear it momentarily. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'm now securing the net and returning the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3, and good night to everyone.
Just want to go ahead and call him. Me and KO4JTV, if need be, can go to another repeater. KI4LCI. Over there, then. KO4JTV. KO4JTV, Duncan. You still there? KI4LCI.
Hi, this is KO4JKV. How you doing?
When you hear a watch a little bit ago about the VHF contest, you got something to write with?
Yep, right here.
You your haircuts. I'm sure you're not familiar with these UTC times, but you'll have to find out about it. 1900 UTC, Saturday, January 15th. That's when it starts. 0359 UTC, Monday, January 17th, is when it ends. And you know, we was telling you about the grid squares. You go to ARRL.org/grid with a small slash squares. And that also give you the idea about what, where you can get the grid squares online so you know what they're all about.
I really appreciate that. Let me see if I got that right. We got 1900 UTC, Saturday, January 15th. 0359 UTC, Monday is when it ends. And I go to the ARRL and .org/grid/squares to get information that I might need. So that sounds good. Appreciate that.
That news about the grid squares. Find out anything else, because I'm assuming you don't have QST, about the rules that goes with the VHF contest, go to ARRL.org/January with a small one VHF. That's where you get the rules for that app.
Good. Speaking of VHF, even though I'm looking at HF stuff, today there was a Black Friday deal at Ham Radio Outlet on those, I guess, semi-new Yaesu single-band VHF only, 80 watts, so I got that, so that might help out and help to get to this repeater on bad conditions. Over.
Well, probably can have a good antenna system, too, but that right there is... I was just reading to you is up the coming up VHF UHF contest that there's going to be. It'll be on FM Simplex. And if you got something like that, I don't know if Walt's got it repaired. Walt was working on a 2-meter all mode radio. If you're lucky enough to have a 2-meter all mode radio, you can do single sideband, CW, and FM Simplex. If you're lucky enough to have an all-mode 2-meter radio, but you can still, even if all you got's FM, do FM Simplex.
I didn't even realize that you could talk single sideband on 2 meters or 6 meters till just a couple months ago. So, yeah, I'm still learning. And I have been looking online for... you know, single sideband 2-meter stuff, but then I'm, you know, I say don't go down this road. You're wanting to go HF, you know. There's only so much money, and then there's not much of that.
And all I got here is just straight FM myself. I used to help someone else out. KO4MZ used to do a lot of these VHF UHF contests. He mainly done one in June, and I think if I remember there was one in September also. He usually done it in the summer months. Oh, let's see, what was Walter call? K-04. Walt, you out here listening? I know you was working on a 2-meter almost. You still here? K-I-4-L-Z-I. This would apply to him, too, because he would want to do 2-meter CW, and that's done during the contest as well.
But I really got shifted gears to really try to, you know, get my general. I'm going to try to get it this coming Saturday in Marion, but... as I started looking, what got me into it was I got an SDR radio, one of those super cheap RTL SDR dongles. They're like $25 on Amazon. And threw out a real long wire outside and just started scanning, learning that, you know, lower side band is for these frequencies, and like 20 meters, they use a lot of upper, just learning stuff. And so, yeah, I'm into it. And I didn't realize, I went into 2 meter and 6 meter, I saw people using sideband, and I was just blown away. So, yeah, really cool, and I appreciate the info on that contest. I'll look it up right now.
Well, see, one thing about it when it comes to the 2 meter all modes, at least what I've seen in recent times, you've almost got to have a 991A or 857D or, let's see, some of these radios that's all band and all modes. Radios pretty much about it what you got to have in order to do, you know, all the modes on 2 meters. Walt over there, they was telling us a while back about it. He's got an old one that he was in the process of repairing, and he was wanting to do some CW on 2 meters. He didn't stick around, but if he's got it, has it repaired by the time this contest comes up in January, he'll be set too.
Well, depending where I'm at, I don't know how many people do FM on that contest, but I'll definitely have 80 watts instead of 8 watts, so that might get me out a little more. I got some really nice antennas. A ham that only checks into the Bearwalla Mountain net, he gave me a really nice fire stick, I think. I could put that up really high. But, I'll participate in that, and I'll also be listening to SDR to see what's going on during the contest as well.
FM, you got to remember, it's only on Simplex. Simplex only on FM. What it's two. But it's a VHF UHF contest. It can be 2 meters, 6 meters. You know, any VHF UHF band. I know some who's done 6 meters. I know when I first got my tech license, I remember KO4MZ doing 6 meter simplex, 2 meter simplex, and 70 centimeter simplex both. And I give him a contact. He was already at the location. I wasn't yet, but I was out there pitching, so just using HT and give him contacts and all three on those, three of those bands on simplex. So it's any VHF or UHF that you got capabilities for.
Yeah, I just realized that, yeah, 6 meters would be included on that. So I might have a radio that could do that by then, and maybe the privileges. I guess I can do 6 meter on technician, no problem. But I told my wife that if I pass the general, you automatically get a free radio and antenna, so she should be expecting that at any time.
6 meters is fine. You're good with 6 meters. As a tank, you are. Like I said, any VHF or UHF, unless you have, like I said, one of these all band, all mode, so you're pretty much stuck with just FM simplex.
Good, and that contest would be just perfect timing if I got a new, let's say I just put the carriage in front of the horse and got a better transceiver that does HF plus 6 meters, all mode, and I didn't, let's say, I failed my general. I could still have fun with it, especially with the contest and playing around with that. I've been watching YouTube videos all evening on, I'm lately just fixated on NFIT half-wave antennas.
And I don't, when it comes to VHF and UHF, you know, it depends on how seriously you go into this. Some people go pretty deep into it. KO4MZ back years ago used to go to some of these mountaintops, Sassafras Mountain in particular, right up here above me. Him and W4BUW, George Hall, from over in the Spartanburg area, they used to get pretty deep into this stuff, and they'd go to some of these mountaintops and do a 24-hour thing doing that. You can do like that. You can find a high spot, or if you're in a halfway decent location where you live, you might try to do a little from home, but, you know, it's On VHF and UHF, altitude is everything.
Hear that, that's for sure. They say it's line of sight, and even if you got a tons of power, you might have the edge on everything, but you're not going to move any mountains or anything, that's for sure. And if anybody else has any, wants to comment on that, feel free. I think there was two other people that wanted to connect on this repeater, so, yeah, I appreciate everything, and I'm still hanging around, KO4JKP.
I thought there was too, because one of them was looking for DOS Gary, and I called them and they never come back. That other station was looking for Gary, KI4DOS. You still on frequency?
Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November. I'm still here.
Go ahead and call him. We pretty much finished what we was doing. I was just informing him of that. If you can get Gary, go ahead, KI4LZI.
4, Delta Oscar Sierra. This is Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November. 4, DOS. This is Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November.
If it's important enough, I can give him a ring and have him meet you here, KI4LZI. I was saying if it's important enough, I can give Gary a call and on the phone and get him back on the radio.
Necessary, it's not all that important. I do have some information based on our discussion on random wire a couple nights ago. If you can take that and relay that to him, it might be something that might be useful to him putting together his antenna.
Get here and I'll give him a ring. Let him tell you yourself. KI4LZI, gonna make a call. And I'll be back shortly.
KI4LZI, this is KO4JKV. You still there?
DRON, you went to make a phone call.
KO4JKV.
DOS.
DOS, this is WDRON. We talked a couple days ago about long wire. That site got a strange character in it. I'll read it out to you. It has a tilde. It's that little squiggly line you'll see in Spanish. The site is Hotel Tango Tango Papa colon slash slash uniform delta echo lima dot echo delta uniform slash tilde Mike, slash, Hotel, Alpha, Mike, slash, Romeo, Alpha, November, Delta, Oscar, Mike, Whiskey, India, Romeo, Echo, slash. He will also refer to another station, he's got a link to it, to Victor, Echo, 3, Echo, Echo, Delta. These are the charts where he gives links to random wire that should not be used.
Ed, I got all that written down, and I'll check those out. Thanks for sending that to me.
About a long wire, so I thought this was pretty good information. He has a chart on the uniform site. He's got two charts for infed antennas for links to avoid. And then on the other site, he's got a chart for frequencies and then a whole list of numbers that we stay away as far away from as possible when building a long wire antenna. He must have 20 or 30 of them. And then below that, he's got some links that be good for a long wire antenna.
My computer up and check that out, Ed. I'm with you. I'd rather do it, let them do the research, and that way I don't have to figure it out. I built a Delta Loop antenna and got out there and played with it. I didn't take my antenna analyzer out there. I took a grid dip meter. and played with it with a grid temp meter and found out where it was resonant and trimmed it to where I wanted it, and it works real well. But I tell you what, that takes some time.
Good to have information like this is a good starting point, and then you're closer to it, fine-tune it to where you want it.
And like I said, I do appreciate that. I'm sure there's some other folks out there that wouldn't mind having that information as well. I know there's a bunch of new hams out here that are talking about building antennas and putting up different antennas, long wires and whatnot. So this would be good information for them.
Playing with it, I'm going to just get my station set up.
Should help cut down a little bit more on the noise. That's what another ham told me, that he's got his mounted horizontally, and I got mine mounted or hanging vertically right now. But he said when he brought that third corner up, he said the noise floor went down on him. So I'm thinking about trying that out, just see if that happens here at the house. I don't know the total length. It starts, it goes up 59 feet at an angle up to the part that is flat top, so to speak, and then it goes across 49 and a half feet, and then there's a piece of ladder line that's 29 feet, 10 inches in length, and it's shorter down at the bottom. And then it's the same on the other side. So you got 59 feet, 49 feet and a half, so that's 69 feet. And not 69, that's 99 feet, 6 inches, plus the 29 feet, 10 inches on the ladder line. And then it goes into a 4-to-1 balun.
Anything here about
the ladder line being in it? Let's see,
roughly you've got what, about
150
feet total?
Roughly about 218 feet, somewhere in that neighborhood.
His list. Says not to have one 209 or 220, so yours is in the middle, should be all right. Then you've got one that's good, 203 and 347. I don't think I can get to 347 here.
I'll have to look that up and check it out. Like I said, mine's just a delta loop that I've got up now. I've thought about putting up a Skywire. A friend of mine up in Traveler's Rest has up a Skywire. It's 500 and something feet long. It's a great big huge thing, but it works real well. I don't know if that one's way too long or what, but he was from Texas. He came moved up here from Texas, and that's what he had up out there. In Texas, he had it almost in a circle. Of course, it wasn't completely round, but it was more so than it is now, and it's more square at his property up here, but it's over 500 feet long.
I'm not sure I've got to measure my yard yet. See what it would be between the various trees. I'm not sure exactly. I'm I would go to it, and the far end would not have to be attached back to the radio.
Brian, I guess I do, because that's 600 feet around the property here. But I got power lines around that are hanging overhead, and I don't want to get too close to them. Where I'm at now, I'm between two trees out in the back, and no power lines anywhere around them, so I don't have to worry about that. I enjoy playing with them, but I hadn't put up a skywire yet. It's just a big delta loop, or a big loop is what it is. It can be just about any kind of configuration. They said that, you know, you can make it in a circle or a square or a hexagon or whatnot. But it has to be relatively symmetrical. You don't want it to double back on itself too much if you can help it. But like I said, his is over 500 feet long. I'll have to, I've got the information here somewhere, Ed, but I'll have to dig it out and find out where it is. I've got it in a book over here, I think, that I got a whole bunch of antennas in. And if it's not there, it's in one of my filing cabinets. And I'll have to dig for it.
That's about three notebooks here now. I'm trying to organize with various manuals and so forth. I've got them on the computer, but I like to have it handy where I can pull it out, look at it, underline it, and not have to go back and forth.
I liked having being on the computer is great, and I like being able to pull it up on the computer, but I like a hard copy as well. I like it in my hand. That way I can take it outside with me, and that way I don't have to try to memorize all the different lengths if I'm cutting something to a different length or whatnot. And I don't have to take my calculator out to figure up the lengths and that sort of thing. So if I got it on a piece of paper, I can just take that out there with me with a drawing and go from there.
Found the garage. Stored for a long, long time. Haven't gotten the HF1 yet. I found some coax. It's about the size of an RG8. It's got an interesting name. I haven't been able to find out more about it. It's an Amphenol T10-8. When I looked it up on the web, I can't find anything about it.
I've got some... I think it's RG6 here. It's what the cable TV people use. I've got some of that. It's direct buried cable, and it's got the old gooey stuff on the inside. I have not used it any at this location. I've used it in the past. But it seemed to work fine. Didn't have any problems with it, other than the mess it makes when you trying to put a connector on.
I've also got some stuff, the Remiflex miniature RG8/U, REMEFLEX, I think it's 2 E's, maybe an F, it's hard to see here, and it's about the same size as an RG8, but I don't know what that is either. I haven't been able to find out on the web, but this stuff looks like it's in good shape. It's stored inside.
If you're on an HT or what, but your transmission broke up there on the last of that last one there. Didn't know if you got off your X or your battery might be going down or something like that, but you don't never know about that. I don't know. I'm not familiar with a whole lot of different names and stuff on coax. If you could find it on the web, that'd be great. If not, all you can do is try it. I've told a lot of people that, you know, they'll say, well, this is 50-ohm coax. It's only 50 ohms if it's terminated in its characteristic impedance. And I have never yet to find a 50-ohm antenna. Now, I may be wrong on that, but I haven't found one that would measure 50 ohms on impedance or whatnot. So, like I said, I'd find a connector that would work on it. I'd put a connector on it and try it and see what happened. I don't think it would hurt anything.
I'm going to do. I just kicked my power up to 45 watts from 5. Am I sounding better now?
They're solid in there now. Very solid. Drop it down. Is that a... do you have like three different ranges, you know, 5, 25, and 45 or 55 or something like that?
It's 5 watts and 45 watts. It's Nikon. Let me see here. 228H. It's about 30 years old.
I4DOS, WD8RON. Mr. Ron, well, it's working fine for you. I don't know. It could be just propagation tonight, you know, with the weather changing the way it is. But you were a little scratchy in there. Well, at the end of your last transmission, it got real bad, and I didn't understand any of you. But you are full quiet again to the repeater now, Ed.
Back up to the 45, and it's buzzing a little bit, so I'm not quite sure what that means. It may be the power supply is acting up, but I've been working pretty good at the 5 watts for most of the time I've been on here, so we'll see how it does.
I'm not going to overtax your transmitter. You know, don't want to mess up the finals or the drivers on it, but I've got the website written down. Thank you very much. Andy, KI4LZI, gave me a ping on the telephone and told me that you were in there hollering for me. I was in the other room with the wife. We were sitting there watching a movie. So I'm going to jump out of here and run back in there and see if I can catch up with where she's at in that movie. If not, I'll just sit there and kind of pretend I know what's going on. But thank you again, Ed, and I hope to talk to you again real soon. You take care, and we'll say 73 to you for now. WD8RON, KI4DOS.
In the future, if this article has been of value to you, I'll talk to you later. This is WD8RON, out.
KFU.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I know you want to get back to your program there. I just wondered if you had a chance to look at those HDs yet.
Out of the closet, and they're sitting over here on my workbench. I hadn't, one of them's on charge. As a matter of fact, the batteries were dead in both of them, and I'm seeing if it'll charge up. I haven't tried it yet.
Yeah, just let me know you've got my number.
I'll do that, and I'll check it out probably tomorrow. I got something to do tomorrow afternoon, but when I get up in the morning, I'll see if I can't figure out what's going on with that and see if it's charged up and see how many repeaters I can hit with it.
Okay. No hurry. There's just whenever you get a chance there. And I heard y'all talking about coax. They make a coax now that's triple shield 50-ohm coax about the size of a pencil. It's got very, very little loss on it. Have you seen it?
I think I have, Ken.
Okay, I'm not going to hold you up. I know you want to get back, but if you'll get on YouTube and go to BBI, Mr. BBI is the name of his place there. Yeah.
Type in Mr. BBI on YouTube search. We must be gone there, Ken. If you can hear me, I'll talk to you later, and I'll check that out. K4WFU, KI4DOS.
K4WFU.